Representative Cam Buckner joins the show. He represents the 26th District, chair of the House Black Caucus. And I got to say, I saw your post, Representative Buckner, that you put on social media. Something got you going, and then it got me going because I thought, what is this? This is a Springfield surprise, you called it. Tell us what was going on, and thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. And so early this morning, as I was preparing for my day here in Springfield on the last day of our fall veto session, I began to do bill review and look through items that have been filed, you know, last night and today. And I found a portion of language in a bill that was a pretty innocuous revenue bill, but it's a very big bill. And often those very big bills have hidden gems in them. And as I looked through that bill, I saw some language that pertained to the proposed One Central project that Landmark Development has submitted that is proposed to go near Soldier Field and Lakeshore Drive in the South Loop, which is part of my district. And there's a $6.5 billion taxpayer-funded, basically as a handout, right, to this project. And we've debated this for a while, but this new language created a situation where it would make it much easier for those dollars, those monies to go to the developer to get started on the project. I've not been an opponent to this project, Anna, but what I've been very clear about is that there needs to be a very clean and clear and concise process when it comes to it to make sure that the neighborhood and the community is involved, and also that we keep in mind the financial situation of the state. $6.5 billion is real money, and we got a lot of other things in the state that we need to deal with right now as we work our way back from COVID. And so I felt disrespected. I felt taken aback that this language had found its way into this bill.
Well, thank you for sticking up for good government. You're right. I mean, what you're saying is, what is the harm in public debate? Why not put it out there? Don't slip it in the middle of the night and tack it onto a major bill so that something like this has to happen. Are people, other than us here at WGN, noticing what you're talking about here? Is there going to be some sort of follow-up, do you think?
Yeah, so people have immediately reached out to say, listen, thank you for doing this. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for seeing this. Often things like this are done and people don't know till it's too late. This project took a similar approach in May of 2019 when they first were granted the funding for this project. Many of us didn't know the bill, the language was in a 400 or 500 page budget bill, and it got snuck through. And so to have the developer do this again really was disheartening. But yeah, people around the district, people who live in the neighborhood, have been extremely thankful that we were able to find this. There was an amendment filed very shortly after the tweet went out. There was an amendment filed that took the language away. And so hopefully it stays there for this iteration, but we'll keep our eyes open for it.
Well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate that attention. I like that you put it out there because that's a good thing for more people to know about it. Representative Buckner, busy night. I know you folks were there till midnight last night and a couple things passed. Yeah. Can you just give us a quick update on what got done?
Yeah, so last night was a heavy night on the floor of the House of Representatives and the General Assembly and the Senate here. Some of the bigger bills that were passed were that we voted to approve two measures that have been getting a lot of public
notification
attention. Oh. There you go, public attention. But the Parental Notification Act, which is a bill now that deals with the rights of parents to know when a young person is looking or seeking an abortion, right? The current state law requires that parents be notified, but what advocates and folks who've worked on that have said is that there are many young women, many young pregnant folks who don't have parents, and then therefore they've gone and they've tried to seek reproductive health in other ways that have been dangerous, detrimental to their body. And so that repeal is something that passed last night. There also was a repeal of or a fix of the Healthcare Right of Consciousness Act, mm-hmm. which specifies that that act, which was initially put into place so that doctors and medical professionals could opt out of certain procedures and whatnot based on religious objections. Mm-hmm. The new act specifies that the former act does not apply to vaccine mandates or other measures aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. Right. So those are two of the big things that we passed last night. There are a bunch of other things that were on the floor. There are a bunch of things that are happening right now as we speak on the floor. And the plan is to get out of here tonight at some point, and that'd be the end of the 2021 session. But we shall see what happens.
We will, and I appreciate that update. Hey, Representative Buckner, I wanted to also ask before I let you go, you've seen the recent stories, you've seen the business leaders who are stepping up to say, hey, let's try to reconsider what we're doing here with the Bears. Don't let them just go without a fight. Offer them something. Really dig deep to see if you can keep them in the city. It's in your district. I think you might feel that way. I think you've expressed that on this show before. What do you think? What's going to happen?
Listen, the Chicago Bears should always play football in the city of Chicago. That is important to me as a Chicagoan, as a native Chicagoan, and I would hope that we can find ways to make that happen. I'm grateful for the business community stepping up, saying, listen, let's find a way to get to peace in the valley, right? Let's find a way to elevate the conversation and see what we can do within reason to keep our team in our city. And so I'm looking forward to folks having those conversations, to folks coming to the table and figuring out some solutions, because it is important to all of Chicago, and we need to find ways to address it.
Representative Buckner, thank you for the time today. I know we pulled you out of session there, so good luck with the rest of it today. And
oh, good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Representative Cam Buckner, 26th District there, as he's ducking out of the Springfield meetings and all the rest that's going on there, as you just heard him talk about before the end of session later tonight.